Thank you guys for having us over.
Oh, yeah, this is fun, couples night.
Yeah, I don't know why we don't hang out with married couples more often.
Well, because every time we do, you make jokes about swinging and scare them away.
You mean that Portuguese couple? Yeah, like you wouldn't have done it.
Hey, you guys, I have great news.
Ross, we're kind of in the middle of dinner here.
Oh, well, I already ate, but sure. Guess what happened at work today?
A dinosaur died a million years ago?
Tried 65 million years ago, and then tried... My tenure review board met today, and I hear it's looking really good.
Wow!
Yeah, do you have any idea what this means in academic circles? Huh? I am gonna get laid.
Hi, you guys.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Charlie.
No one wanted seconds, right?
No, I'm good.
Hey, you guys, you're never gonna believe it. This headhunter called me. I have a meeting tomorrow with Gucci.
Gucci wants me.
I'm up for tenure.
Congratulations.
You too. What are the odds? Guess what? I finally got that seed out of my teeth.
I don't know who I'm happiest for.
I do. He's been working on that all day.
Changing your name to Geller Bing?
No, it felt nice to acknowledge this. Uh-huh.
Where did you go to do it?
The Ministry of Names?
Bureau?
You never did it!
I'm sorry, it's just the idea of being an official Bing.
Hey, I will have you know that... who am I kidding? Let's call a kid Geller and let Bing die with me.
Hey, honey, would you want me to take your name?
Oh, it's up to you. It's your name. You've got to live with it.
All right, let's see. Call me Mrs. Hannigan.
Mrs. Hannigan?
What? Can't you see I'm in the middle of something? Oh, I like it.
Hey, guys. Hey, Joe. We got a couple things we got to check out at the new house. You want to come with us?
No, thank you.
I know you're not happy about us moving, but you're the only one who hasn't seen the house.
Yeah, come with us. You'll see how close it is to the city.
But no, it's not close.
You said it was in escrow?
I couldn't even find that on the map.
No, Joey. Escrow is...
There's money, and it's not the bank exactly. I don't know what it is.
Joey, please come. It means so much to us.
You know what? You are my friends. I want to be supportive. I will come with you. Shotgun.
Damn it!
All right, see you guys later.
Okay.
We'll pick you up at 11. So glad you're coming.
Good for you. That was really mature.
What? No, the only reason I'm going to this stupid new house is so I can point out everything that's wrong with it so they don't move. I'm going to make them stay here.
You're a strange kind of grown-up.
Joey, you can't make someone do something they don't want to do. Believe me, there's something I've been trying to get Mike to do in bed, and there's...
Whoa, hey. Should we not talk about that now?
All right. Prude. Look, Monica and Chandler really love this house. You are not going to talk them into staying here.
Hey, I can convince people to do anything. You know, I bet I can even get Mike to do that thing. What is it? I am not going to help you do that.
Hi.
I'm here to see Mr. Campbell with Gucci. The reservation's probably under Gucci. It's spelled like Gucci, which could be confusing.
Mr. Campbell's not here yet. Let me show you into his table.
Oh, my God! That's my boss. You have to see this somewhere else.
I'm sorry. That's always Mr. Campbell's table.
What happened if my boss cannot see me? I'm interviewing for another job.
I know.
With Gucci.
Rachel?
Ah, I'm on a date!
That's great.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know, it's tough. Single mom career, you gotta get out there.
Well, you've got a good energy.
Oh.
Rachel?
Yes, hi.
James Campbell.
Hi. Hi. Excuse me.
Please.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you, JewHunks.com.
So, your resume is quite impressive.
My resume? I wouldn't call my online dating profile a resume.
Dating profile? I'm talking about the work resume.
Whatever happened to just singing for no reason?
Maybe people found it weird. So, why do you want to leave Ralph Lauren?
What? I don't.
You don't?
No, I love it here.
Well, if you don't want to leave, why are we having this lunch? What? You go, boss.
I believe what she's trying to tell you is that I'm her boss.
Mr. Boss, it is a pleasure to meet you.
This is so depressing. I had to work here, I'd kill myself.
You obviously haven't.
How can I help you?
I need to change my name, please. See, I need to change it because I'm hiding from the law.
You're fun.
You need to fill out this form.
Okay. Well, I just don't know. I don't know how it works exactly. See, my name is Buffet, and my husband's name is Hannigan. So is it supposed to be Buffet Hannigan or Hannigan Buffet?
It can be anything you want.
Well, not anything.
Yeah, anything.
Oh, this could take a while.
Get out of my line.
Okay.
Hey, Beeps. Oh, not anymore. I changed it today. Oh, I'm sorry. Mrs. Hannigan, wrong again.
Apparently, you can change it to anything you want. So I thought, all right, here's an opportunity to be creative. So, meet Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
That's what we were going to name the baby.
Phoebe, Princess Consuela.
You seriously changed your name to that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so from now on, we have to call you Princess Consuela.
No, I'm going to have my friends call me Valerie.
Hey, how'd the interview go?
Oh, not good.
You know, I always feel that way after an interview. I'll bet it went better than you think.
Well, I didn't get the job at Gucci, and I got fired from Ralph Lauren.
That is a bad interview.
What are you talking about? How's this happen? Well, my boss was at the same restaurant where I was having my interview, and he heard everything. So later he calls me to his office, and he tells me that he's going to have to let me go because I'm not a team player. And I say, wait a minute, no, yes, I am. And then I had to sit there for 45 minutes while he proved that, in fact, was true. I'm so sorry.
Hey,
What's this? It's a bottle of champagne. Why is this here?
Ross?
I guess it's here because I got tenure!
Congratulations!
This is the single greatest day of my professional career. Gunther, 6 glasses.
6? You want me to join?
Oh, I thought Joey was here. 5 is good.
I'm going to have a loogie in my coffee tomorrow.
I'll tell him. No, nobody tell him. This is a big night for him. I don't want to spoil it. You sure? Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay, everybody take 1, okay?
Ooh, Israeli champagne. And it's vanilla.
I got tenure. I didn't win the lottery.
Hey, Rich, so how did your thing go?
Oh, it's good, yeah, but I'm not going to hear about that for a couple of days.
Oh, you know what? You're going to get it. I can feel it.
Can you? Well, here's the Ross.
And to years of hard work finally paying off.
And to knowing that your career doesn't mean everything.
But also knowing it means a lot.
But more importantly, to full, well-rounded life.
That center around work.
Giraffe!
You know what the best part about this is? I can never be fired. No, seriously. I have job security for life. You know, I never have to worry. Oh, look how happy you are for me.
No, it's not that. I got fired today, and I didn't get the other job.
Rich, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Great, I feel like an idiot.
No, it's okay. You didn't know.
Oh.
Little heads up would have been nice.
Thank you for letting us see the house again.
And thank you for explaining to us what escrow means. I've already forgotten what you said, but thank you.
Take as long as you want. Just let me know when you're through.
Okay, thanks. Oh, so glad you decided to come.
Me too. Yeah, this place is great. So happy for you guys. Although, you know, I hope you like fungus.
What? Fungus?
Yeah, place is full of it.
No, it's not. We had an inspection and they didn't find anything.
Okay. And I guess I have dry eyes and a scratchy throat for no reason.
Maybe it's because you hung your head out of the window like a dog the whole ride here.
Maybe. So this is the living room, huh? Ooh, it's pretty dark.
No, it's not.
Are you kidding? I think I just saw a bat in the corner.
When your head was hanging out the window, it didn't hit a mailbox, did it?
Maybe. But I just think you guys can do better than this house, you know? Or any other house for that matter.
Oh, Joey. Look, we know you're having a hard time with this, but we love it here.
Fine, okay. If you love this house so much, then you should just live here, okay? I just hope you get used to that weird humming sound.
Joey, we know that's you.
No, it's not.
Welcome back.
Oh, I missed you.
Oh, me too.
So what's new?
Well, I'm no longer Phoebe Buffay.
That's great. You changed your name?
Yes, I did. Meet Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
You're kidding, right?
Nope.
You really did that?
Yep.
You can't do that.
Why? Why? It's fun. It's different. No one else has a name like it.
All right, then I'm going to change my name.
Right. Okay, what are you going to change it to?
Crap bag.
Mike Crap Bag?
No. No, Mike. No, just Crap Bag. First name Crap, last name Bag.
You're not serious, right?
Yeah, I'm serious. It's fun. It's different. No one else has a name like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, great. If you love it, I love it.
I do love it. And I love your name. I love Princess Consuela.
And I love Crap.
Ow.
Who are you?
Oh, hi. I'm Joey. My stupid friends are buying this house. Who are you?
I'm Mackenzie. My stupid parents are selling this house.
Oh.
I hate my parents.
I hate my friends. Look, there's got to be a way that we can stop this from happening.
Like what?
Okay. You come with me and you tell them that the house is haunted.
What are you, eight?
Okay. Let's say you're a great idea.
I don't have any great ideas. I am eight.
There's got to be a way. I mean, you know, if Monica and Chandler move out here, and now Phoebe's married to Mike, that just leaves me and Ross and Rach. You know what I mean?
I really don't.
I feel like I'm losing my friends.
My parents say I'm going to make new friends.
Oh, yeah, sure. Easy for you. You're young. Me, I'm set in my ways.
This is what my mom was talking about. Whiners are wieners. Look, you want your friends to be happy, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Well, if moving here is going to make them happy, don't you want them to do it?
Yeah, maybe.
Then you gotta let them go.
I hate to admit it, but you're probably right. How'd you get to be so smart?
I read a lot.
Just when I thought we could be friends.
Oh, hey, Rach. I just heard. I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you.
You still don't know my name, do you?
Well, now I don't have to. Ross, what is taking you so long?
I'm sorry. It's almost as if this wasn't built for a quick getaway.
Rachel?
Mark?
What?
Oh, my God!
How have you been?
That's fantastic! You remember Ross?
Sure.
Oh.
What's with the chest?
You know, you can't always get a seat on the subway, so...
Clever. So how are you?
Oh, well, you're not catching me on my best day.
Yeah, a box full of your desk stuff doesn't exactly take big promotion.
No, but it's good. You know, I'm going to take some time off and some charity work.
Are you sure? Because we may have something in Louis Vuitton.
Well, screw charity work. What do you got?
Why don't we have dinner tonight and talk about it?
Great. I'll call you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, I got tenure.
Oh my God!
See, I told you something good would come along, and he seemed really nice. I've met him before.
Ross, that's Mark from Bloomingdale's. You were insanely jealous of him.
That is Mark?
Yes.
I hate that guy.
Oh.
No. You cannot go to dinner with him.
What? You don't want me to get a job?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's going to give you a job. Oh. Maybe make you his secretary. I'm serious. I just don't trust that guy, okay?
Ross, you know what? Okay, let's talk about it later. There comes security. Oh, I love the street. The trees and the big front yard and the actual picket fences.
Man, those two dogs are going at it.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, just, looking around. But you know what? This house is great.
Really? What changed your mind?
Oh, well, the little girl who lives here made me feel a lot better about the whole thing.
Joey, there was a little girl who lived here, but she died like 30 years ago.
What?
Just messing with you.
That's not funny. You know I'm afraid of little girl ghosts.
Joey, now that you're okay with the house, you want to go see your room?
I get my own room?
You don't think we'd buy a house and not have a Joey room, do you?
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Oh. Oh. Hey, can I have an aquarium? An effect swing?
No.
Why not? I'll keep the tank clean.
After you, Miss Banana Hammock.
Thank you, Mr. Bag.
Oh, hey!
Hello,
hi, Rita.
Good.
Well, Rita's a massage client.
Why don't you introduce me?
Rita, this is my husband.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell her my name?
Okay, I will. This is my husband, Crap Bag. Crap Bag.
If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
Okay. Excuse me.
Yeah. Okay, fine. You made your point. Can you please just be Mike Hannigan again?
Only if you'll be Phoebe Buffay.
How about Buffay Hannigan?
Really?
Yeah. I'm Phoebe Buffay Hannigan Banana Hammock.
Do you even know what a banana hammock is?
It's a funny word.
It's a Speedo.
Oh, crap. What are you thinking about?
Oh, you know, the two dogs.
Hey, is Rachel here?
Nope.
She's still at dinner?
I guess. Why, who's she with?
That guy Mark from Bloomingdale's. She thinks he's just being nice to her. But I know he really wants to sleep with her.
It's 7 years ago. My time machine works.
We ran into him on the street today, and he said he might have a job for her. But I know he just wants to get into her pants.
So what if he wants to sleep with her? I mean, she's single and he's cute.
Excuse me?
Oh, please. Yesterday on the subway, you couldn't stop staring at that woman with the big breasts the whole time.
For your information, I was staring at her baby. We're about to be parents.
Oh, sorry. Hi, you guys.
Hi, so, how was dinner?
Oh, it was great. Mark is so sweet.
Oh, yeah? I wonder why. What could that smarmy lech possibly want?
Oh, come on. He is happily married. His wife just had twins.
Should we send something?
How did the job stuff go?
He offered me one.
That's great.
Oh, congratulations.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's so much better than what I had at Ralph Lauren. The money is great.
Can we just stop for a second? Who said something better would come along? Huh? You didn't believe me. I told you everything was going to work out. You know what? This calls for a bottle of Israel's finest.
The job is in Paris.
I mean, the soap opera's a great gig, but am I missing opportunities? You know, I've always thought of myself as a serious actor. I mean, should I be trying to do more independent movies?
I don't know. But you know what? I'm going to play along with my bear. Hold on.
Hey, Bailey, I need some career advice.